Well, I had somehow managed to dodge another bullet. With a small assist from Madam Moonshine and her phony windbag snake. And now it was time to get back to business. Madam and I went plunging into the eye of the teeth of the storm, and soon we disappeared behind the curtain of snow. Shortly after the curtain of snow dropped behind us, I began to suspect that I had lost my axles. Bearings. Madam! I yelled over the wind. Which way is west?
Just look for the setting sun.
The sun isn't setting, and even if it were, we wouldn't be able to see it for all the snow.
That's true, and oh dear, it appears that we are lost in the storm.
Great.
Unless...
Tell me more about unless.
Well, I do have these magical sensory powers, but using them requires a great deal of effort. And if I help you find your way back to the ranch house, you won't be able to keep me company throughout the rest of the storm.
I explained to her just how important this mission was. You know, about the sick baby and so forth. She sighed.
Very well, I suppose I can try.
She hopped herself up on my back, and using my ears as bridle reins, she directed my nose in what I hoped was the right direction, although it seemed all wrong to me. I went charging through the snow and wind. The minutes passed. I was getting tired. I'd been out in that terrible storm for several hours, you know, and traveling through that deep snow was beginning to wear me down. On and on we went, until at last I had to stop and catch my breath. Madam, I just hit the bottom of my breakfast. I don't think I can go another step. I guess we're lost.
Yes, and I feel terrible about it. You trusted me, didn't you, Hank?
I guess I did, yes.
On the other hand, what is that object directly to our right?
I turned my head and squinted into the snow. Well, let's see. It looks a little bit like a yard gate covered with snow.
My goodness, a yard gate. If there's a yard gate, then do you suppose there might be a yard to go with it? And where you find a yard, you often find a house nearby.
All at once, the pieces of the puzzle were beginning to fall into place. By George, madam, I believe we found our way back to the... Madam? Madam Moonshine? She had vanished. 1 second, she had been sitting on my back, and the next, she was gone, and hadn't even bothered to say goodbye, almost as though she had, well, planned it that way. She was a very strange little owl. But you might say that I didn't take the time to think about it, because right then my most important job was to bark the house and finish my job. Using the very last of my energy reserves, I waded through a deep drift and collapsed on the porch. I wasn't sure that I had enough energy to scratch on the door. I mean, I was beat, wiped out, exhausted, on death's doormat, going into convulsions of tiredness, frostbitten and snowblinded and hypothermiated. No ordinary dog could have...
Hello, Hanky. Been out for a little walk in the snow?
My ears twitched. Throwing the very last of my energy reserves into the task, I raised one eyelid. And there, curled up in a little ball on the porch, was Pete the Barn Cat. He was smirking at me.
I was here first, Hanky, and this is my porch.
Throwing the very last of my energy reserves into the task, I opened my other eye and staggered to my feet. Oh, yeah?
First come, first served.
Funny, I was feeling stronger by the second. Oh, yeah?
And if you don't leave my porch right now, I'll screech and yowl and cry and limp around in circles. And guess who will come outside with her broom?
Oh, yeah?
That's right, Hanky. Sally Mae will come out with her broom and...
Roop!
Rear!
I figured we might as well put Pete's theory to the test. I barked in his face. He hissed and yowled and humped up his back and pinned back his ears. And then, as if by magic, he began limping around, dragging his so-called wounded leg. The front door flew open. Pete took time out from his acting career to give me a wink and a smile. And then he said,
I told you, Hanky.
Loper stepped out on the porch.
Holy cow, it's Hank. He made it with the cough syrup.
He came over, and you won't believe this, picked me up and gave me a big hug.
Good boy, Hank, good boy.
I never would have dared believe that he would take me into the house. I mean, we know that I deserve such treatment, but miracles weren't common on our outfit. But that's exactly what he did. Oh, yes. And the best part came as he was carrying me towards the door. He tripped over the crippled cat, stumbled, yelled some harsh words, and booted old Pete right out into the snow.
Oh, how I loved it! Bravery and devotion to duty hath no greater rewards than to see the cat booted into a snowdrift.
Well, once we got into the house, I became the hero of the hour. Of the day, in fact. Or even the whole week, or month. Heck, the entire year. Loper took me over to the wood stove and set me down in the place of honor. He stroked my head and scratched me behind the ears, and then he even scratched me on that spot just below my ribs, you know, the spot that's hooked up to my back leg. I've never understood exactly how and why that deal works, but when they scratch me there, my old back leg goes to kicking. Feels wonderful. And whilst he was doing that, Sally Mae came into the room and wrapped me up in a towel.
And get this, she dried me off with the towel.
Yes, her nose was wrinkled up, and she said something about cow lot and wet dog, as I recall her words.
But by George, the old gal put some good elbow grease into that towel work and got me dried off.
Then they untied the medicine bag from around my neck, and Sally Mae took the bottle back into Molly's room. And by that time, little Alfred had appeared on the scene. He gave me a big hug, and we wrestled around on the living room floor for a while. Then he blew in my face, as he seems to enjoy doing, and I licked him on the mouth. Sally Mae walked in on that little exercise and put a stop to it.
Alfred, keep your face away from that dog's mouth. Do you want to get pellagra?
He said no. He didn't want to get pellagra. And neither did I, so we quit that game. Oh, but there were plenty of other games to play. See, because of my heroic actions, and also because little Alfred made a very effective begging presentation, I was allowed to remain inside the house for the rest of the storm. 2 whole entire days, if you can believe that. Yes, Sally Mae insisted that I visit the great outdoors once every hour for, quote, fresh air, as she put it. But that was okay with me. Hey, me and little Alfred played horse and quail hunt and ride the bull and hide under the bed, dress up in army clothes, and my very favorite, eat crackers in the closet. And best of all, little Molly got over her cough, and by the next morning, she was laughing and playing with the rest of us. To preserve the happiness of the happy ending, I won't reveal what Sally Mae said when she caught us eating crackers in her closet. Inside the tent we had made of her Sunday dress. A guy doesn't have to tell everything he knows. It was a wonderful blizzard and a happy ending. Case closed.